Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right, like the dude just said. And I am glad to be back. I had a great time with family this past couple of days, but let me tell you, I missed this radio side of the family. So Charlene and I, we've been gone the last few days. So we had the Thursday night event, which was amazing, by the way. Those of you who attended, thank you so much. What a great night. But Thursday night this past week at Burritt on the Mountain, we had that event. We had, about 135 or so people there. Just a great opportunity for me to meet a bunch of Right Side ruffians and others who are like-minded and celebrate being conservative together and talk about what the Policy Institute and Right Side are doing. The next morning, Charlene and I had planned to go and see our grandchild up in Virginia. So our grandbaby's in Virginia because our son's in the military, right? Well, do you remember back in the halcyon days of air travel when flying was a luxury and it seemed to command a certain level of respect and congeniality? I mean, they have stewardesses, right, whose sole function is just to make your life more comfortable. Airlines bend over backward to be seen as the friendly skies. The one who provides the customer service that warrants your appreciation and zeal for continued travel on their fair airplanes. Where the captain always smiles and the ticket counter works expeditiously to meet your every expectation. So yeah, about all that. So this past weekend, Charlene and I had a planned trip to Virginia. Like I said, our son's in the military, and he and his beautiful bride and our most perfect grandchild were the sole source of our desire to get out of town and just be with family for a few days. Well, that's a 12-hour drive, mind you. And if you drive it, you spend two full days on the road going there and back. So we worked to find the best airfare we could, figuring we would just maximize our time with loved ones, and we even decided to take a red-eye flight out of Birmingham. Why not? Gonna leave at about, dark 100, and get there by around 10 in the morning, and that would be just perfect. Well, instead of flying the friendly skies, it turned into a reenactment of that scene from Animal House, where the initiation paddling takes place, and every time one of the fraternity pledges bends over to get paddled, he has to yell, "Thank you, sir, may I have another?" And that's the way it went all day long. So where do I begin with my complete dress down of American Airlines? Yeah, I named them. Well, the joy began with Charlene and I leaving our house at 0400. No worries. Flights out of Birmingham are easy. We know that airport well. We arrived on station in good time, only to find the parking deck elevator was out of order. Okay. So we walked several minutes over to the next closest elevator, which, by the way, didn't want to work because of who knows why. And just as I was preparing to have to tote all our bags down the stairs, the elevator doors finally opened. When we reached the bottom, we realized we had moved further away from the ticket counter area, so we hiked. And about a quarter mile later, we arrived at the American Airlines desk. We did the whole faceless kiosk thing, which seems like a complete waste of time, since after you finish checking in and hitting all the right buttons and answering your COVID questions, you still have to take your bags over to the counter to have them weighed. All right, fine. We did so, only to have the first ticket counter lady, the one with the purple hair, who had no customers, by the way. She asked before we got to the counter if we had checked our bags. "You mean the bags that I'm holding in my hands?" "No, ma'am." "Well, move down," she yelled from 6 feet away. "Move where?" "Down there." "Down where?" "To the far end." "Okay." So we go to the far end of the counter to another lady who did have customers. So we waited in line. And after several minutes, we got up to the counter where the new lady, in broken English that we could barely understand, began to check our bags. "What? You're 5 minutes too late." "Too late for what? They haven't even started boarding." "No, no, no. Birmingham rules. Bags checked 45 minutes before flight." "Well, ma'am, we've been right here, and the elevator was broken, and the line we had to move down from the other lady. We're not late." "You're too late now. You go stand by." "Stand by for what? We have tickets, and we're not late, and they're not even boarding yet." Well, suffice to say, this was getting nowhere. And it was made worse by the snide comment from the original purple-haired lady about people not wanting to follow Birmingham's rules. Well, what if we just board without our luggage and let the luggage catch up to us on the next flight? Sounds risky, but hey, we were willing. "No way. You can't fly on separate plane without luggage. You go standby." Okay, at this point, I was about to climb over the counter, but for Charlene's well-placed hand on my arm. So the end result was that despite arriving early, we were shuffled into purgatory while our early morning flight departed without us. Thus began the odyssey. So we managed to get on standby seating, several hours later, only to board, and just prior to taxiing away from the gate, the captain announced that our midpoint destination of Charlotte was so socked in by fog that we couldn't leave yet, so we all had to deplane and then sit around the terminal for another hour plus. When we eventually arrived in Charlotte several hours later, it was to a scene that looked more like a refugee operation in a foreign land. I kid you not, the terminals were a complete madhouse. Literally thousands of people. If you kicked over a fire ant nest, you wouldn't see that much activity. It was complete bedlam. And folks were camped out on the floors at every single turn. We watched one lady literally have a panic attack. I thought she was having a stroke. I personally ran to the counter asking them to call 911. The line at the American Airlines customer desk, and then, by the way, that's an oxymoron. The lines at the American Airlines customer service desk was literally about 200 people long. Did I mention, by the way, that the only place in the world that is still considered to be a COVID health risk is the airport? So, yes, we were wearing masks for all of these hours. Unless, of course, you're sitting on the plane next to the guy that wants to eat his pretzels, at which point he's no longer contagious, he can take off his mask. But I digress. So we were shucked off to a gate, at which we waited for a couple of hours on standby. At one point, the kind gate attendant looked at Charlene and I and literally said, "Well, I think there might be some room on this plane. Let me see what I can do." But after checking our flight, her mood changed. She made note that it appeared that we were late in Birmingham. How did she know we were late in Birmingham? Therefore, she could not help us. What? Yes, apparently we were now wearing a scarlet letter on our shirts that branded us to every attendant from hither to yon. The nice lady who spoke broken English, or maybe it was the purple-haired one, I don't know, in Birmingham, had flagged us so that there was no way anyone could adjust our ticket. We were stuck in standby hell. No help for the rule breakers. They didn't follow Birmingham's unwritten rule. We didn't make that flight. So we were shucked off to another gate, where we waited for 2 hours with bated breath. I finally started calling rental car companies. One hapless lady told me that I couldn't drive one way to Richmond, that I would have to return it to the Charlotte airport. I said, "You don't understand. I don't want to return to the Charlotte airport, ever, in my whole life." To which she just said, "Oh, sweet Jesus," and hung up on me. I was just checking on the availability of U-Haul trucks to rent when they began calling for boarding. And yes, we made it on. So we arrived in Richmond in roughly 12 hours. The same amount of time it would have taken to drive, by the way. Oh, and the funny thing, our bags were not on the carousel. But they were at the baggage claim office. Why? Because they had arrived on an earlier flight. But I thought the bags couldn't fly without the person. Oh, well, they can if the airline wants them to. Wow. Now, the return trip yesterday, it went somewhat smoother, somewhat. Our connector was only delayed by a little over an hour, and they lost my suitcase. But hey, they delivered it to our house this morning. Anyway, listen, while all that may have been a raucous effort to turn a 12-hour trip into a 4-hour trip and back to a 12-hour trip, the reality is we finally got to Richmond, and we walked out of the terminal and to the escalator to baggage claim, and there was our son and our daughter-in-law and that perfect grandson who was beside himself that we were there, and all of that fracas just seemed to melt away. So yes, if the smile of a 2-year-old and the hug of loved ones is on the far end of a bad flight, then I will say, "Thank you, sir. May I have another?" every single time. Although I prefer not to do it with American Airlines. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Whew! Yeah, Lord! I really don't want to repeat that process anytime. But, like I said, there was a grandson on the far end of that. He calls us Cap and Sweetie. And he saw his Cap and Sweetie and lit up, and I don't know who was smiling bigger, us or him. And it all got good right there on the spot. All right, folks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. We will be right back.